Welcome to Mammon Audio. The innocent games we played as children often had quite another hidden dynamic behind them, as Fiona recalls. She writes, I first met Rosie in reception class at school and we stayed best friends throughout our school years, although we lost touch when we both went to different universities and I believe she now lives in France somewhere. As children, we played the usual games that young girls do. We both had a big collection of dolls and would take them outdoors on sunny days for tea parties somewhere in the middle of a farmer's field. I remember we had to scoot quickly once because we suddenly noticed there was a combine harvester heading straight for us. The dolls would be our children and we would play mother, imitating the things our mothers did to us, playing with them, feeding them, taking them to the toilet, and disciplining them. This was the 1970s and the occasional smack bottom was a normal part of growing up for most children. As Rosie and I got older, the spankings we gave our dolls became more frequent and we talked about corporal punishment more and more. Looking back, I think we both had a bit of a fetish about it. We were never really very naughty girls, so an actual spanking for either of us was something pretty rare, and they were probably pretty mild compared with many other kids' experiences. We discovered that we were both spanked in the same way, over mum or dad's knee and just the palm of the hand used. Neither parents smacked on the bare bottom, it was usually with our skirt or dress turned up and on the seat of our knickers. One afternoon, after we had spanked all our dolls for being naughty, we got a little more adventurous. Rosie suggested that we ought to smack each other's bottoms. At first I was a bit embarrassed but eventually agreed. Rosie had a little money on her. So we tossed a 2p coin to see who would go first. Typically, I lost. Rosie found an old tree stump and sat down on it, then beckoned me over to her. She ordered me to go over her knee and somewhat awkwardly I managed it. Then I felt my friend lifting my skirt to expose my naked seat. Without much hesitation, Rosie gave me a firm smack across the rump. I gave a little squeal but it didn't really hurt. Emboldened by this, Rosie held me tightly around the waist and began to smack me rhythmically. It certainly wasn't as hard as a real spanking from my mum and at first the sting was quite enjoyable. However, before too long the heat in my bottom began to build up and I began to cry a little. Rosie gave me around 3 more after that, then let me up and hugged me. Did it hurt? Yes it did, I replied accusingly, my hand going up the back of my skirt to rub my tingling body. Anyway, it's your turn now. Okay. I sat down, somewhat gingerly, on the tree trunk and patted my lap. Rosie went over obediently and I turned her dress up onto her lower back. I remember she was wearing her thick blue school pants. I only had on a thin cotton pair of knickers, and it struck me that these would offer much more protection against a smacking, and that it was unfair. Suddenly, the devil got into me and I began to lower Rosie's knickers. I had barely revealed the top of her bum crack when she realized what was happening and put in a formal complaint. Oi! We don't get done on the bare. Some kids do, I replied. David Wilkins told me he got the slipper pants down from his dad the other day. I saw a blush come to my friend's face but she made no further reply, and I slipped her knickers down until they were at mid-thigh. I had never seen Rosie's bare bottom before and I made sure I got a good look. It was slender and creamy, but beginning to fill out somewhat with the beginnings of puberty. The crease of her vulva was still smooth and hairless, as was mine. I had never felt anything so wonderful underneath my hand, and I rubbed Rosie's bottom for quite a few minutes before I remembered she had got into position to be smacked, not cuddled. I finally raised my hand, and administered a smart smack to her bare behind, which wobbled on impact. She gave a girlish squeal of delight and I began to smack harder and quite rapidly. Her pale bottom soon began to sport an attractive tan. I'm sure by now I was spanking Rosie much harder than she had me, but she seemed to not only be able to take it, but was actually enjoying it. The more mature me wonders how wet she was after that spanking. I eventually let her up, hugged her and told her that she had been a naughty girl but was now forgiven. I gave her a little kiss on the lips too, as I recall. Looking back, I realize that moment could have gone either way but it seemed to strengthen our friendship more than anything. We constantly took turns to smack each other's bottoms, now on the bare for both of us, whenever we could find somewhere private, and we talked about spanking even more. We eventually got on to testing some of the implements we knew parents and teachers used on naughty children. We appropriated a slipper belonging to Rosie's dad, a wooden spoon from my mum's kitchen drawer, and even a garden cane we discovered in the potting shed at Rosie's. After the tests, we would have long conversations about which was worse, and what we would use to spank our own children with when we had them.